No comment. But this is the thing. Like, for instance, last night, and this adds to the stress I'm already under, thinking about the holidays and the gifts and everything, and thinking about what to buy his nieces and his nephews. And he's like, I'm going to cook for you tonight, honey. Oh, I'm like, great, great. And I look over, and the kitchen is a mess. This morning, I'm getting my coffee. It's a mess. It's beyond a mess. Sometimes I tell him, don't cook for me, because you know what? I don't want to have to clean this kitchen. It's a nightmare. I don't know what you do in here. It's such a simple meal. It's pasta and sauce, and yet it looks like you made some kind of like 10-course meal in here.
It's because he loves you.
No.
Did you say thank you afterwards?
Of course. Of course.
And, all of this is normal stressors, right? He normally would do something like, you know, make a meal and maybe leave a mess, right, that you'd have to clean up. It's just that you're stressed out because you're doing so many other things, mm-hmm. and then you add that on top of it, the normal stressors on top of the holiday stressors, and, you know, you go over the roof. You know, I've boiled them down to a couple of different types of people who get stressed out, really stressed out during the holidays. First are the meekies, and the meekies are people who have trouble setting boundaries, who are, you know, real people pleasers, right, and uh-huh. have a hard time, you know, saying no to things or to other people or adding one more thing to their list to do. Then there are the weepies, who get really super depressed during the holidays. Mm-hmm. The sleepies just want to crawl in bed till it's all over with.
Yep.
The tweakies are the people who kind of run ragged, and, you know, it's just they really... they're perfectionists beyond, you know. There's no limits to what they won't do. So they're constantly doing something, constantly tweaking it to make it even better and better and better, and feeling, you know, like they can't possibly succeed because you can never live up to that self-imposed kind of expectation.
Right.
And then the sneakies are those who just go get one more glass of wine to deal with the whole thing. So we've got, and pickies, you know, pickies can't stop from looking at other people's gifts, so, you know, figuring out what other people are going to give them, so they know what to give the other person. Because it's, you know, if you buy me an expensive gift, I have to buy you an expensive gift. If you buy me a little gift, I can buy you a little gift. It's those people.
And that's hard.
There's all different types out there to begin with, right?
Yeah, that's really hard to do.
It is really hard.
Like, okay, you need to get a gift that matches, but then you can't reveal your gift. And so you go, you have this like battle with yourself. What should you do? What should you get?
Oh. Right, and that just becomes, again, you know, one more stress that you're adding to it, because now you're thinking, oh, my God, what do I get so-and-so? What do I get so-and-so? And then, you know, you've got, in family gatherings, you've got people who, you know, Aunt Florence might be, kind of a pain in the butt anyway most of the year, but during the holidays becomes even more so, and your temper is even shorter,
yeah.
So they, you know, they're even harder for you to deal with.
It's even harder when Aunt Flo shows up.
Oh,
that's
stop.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. When Aunt Flo shows up to any holiday gathering, it becomes...
You got it.
It just becomes unpleasant for everybody involved.
And
exactly
I was reading
right.
a lot of my Facebook posts, and everyone's like, can't wait till the holidays are over. I can't wait till December's over. Oh, my gosh.
Because you're talking to...
I hate this month. I'm like, wow.
You're talking to women.
Hilarious.
Guys are so excited. My wife asked me the other day, she said, what are you going to get your mom? I said, I don't know. She goes, well, don't you want to plan for it? And I said, I don't care. If I don't get my mom something... She still knows I love her. It's not as important to us as it is you guys. You guys really, it's a big, like that moment when someone opens a gift and it's the perfect thing and they know how much thought you put into it. That's really important to you guys. Like to
that.
Us, we really don't care. I'll get you a pack of football cards. Here you go. I hope there's a Kansas City football card in there. If there's not, there's not. I don't care. It's Christmas time. You're supposed to just be relaxed. But it doesn't happen that way for a lot of people.
The reason that you're so relaxed and you love the holidays is because you don't really do anything. You just
I don't
get
have
to enjoy
anything.
It. You just get to enjoy it.
But here's the flip side. If I take up the stress and I become the stressed out beast that my wife becomes during the holidays, well, then both of us are stressed out. And then we just feed off each other's stress. And then we become like Dennis Quaid and we're both crazy because we keep getting more and more stress.
Absolutely.
So somebody has to be the man and step up and go, look, this isn't that big of a deal. Calm down. It's just a Christmas
right,
tree.
You're right. You're right.
That's key. Did not put that kind of pressure on yourself during the holidays. Do not think it has to be perfect and that it has to be, you know, that gift exactly has to be like the be-all and end-all gift. It doesn't. It is truly, you know, in many ways the thought that counts.
And it's really not that big of a deal. Like, I remember thinking, oh, this weekend I have to put the tree up. My boyfriend's like, well, we can put it up next week.
Yeah,
it's
whatever.
Fine. And I'm like, no, because that's only like a week of the tree up, and then it's over, and then we got to take it down. And that's a lot of work to put it up, decorate it, do the lights, do all that stuff, and then just take it down a week later. And he's like, wow, that's too much to thought.
Yeah, I know. I never even thought that far ahead. That's amazing.
Okay.
It is a week away, Christmas?
No, well, about a week and a half-ish.
Wow. Like
2 weeks from today is Christmas Eve.
Yeah. I'm not even thinking about it.
See? Not even thinking about it.
I didn't even think about it till now.
I've done that to my boyfriend. I go, it is like in 3 days, Christmas.
But my wife knows what she's going to get. She's going to get whatever's available at Walgreens or Long's Drugs on Christmas Eve day when she's still at work. So she gives me a list of things that she wants from those stores. Those are the only ones that are still open. So I go, what do you got in here? Okay, here's a beanie and some muffins. There you go. Merry Christmas. Yeah, it's over. Can we work on next year now? It's done. Oh, thank God it's over.
And sometimes the news reports scare me. Now it's the return after Christmas, right? All the returns that everyone does and how, like, the mall is going to be crazy because now that's the biggest return day of the year. Like, oh, my God. So then you're watching the news thinking, oh, don't go to the mall that day, but I have to return all these things.
Yeah, see, crazy. Well, why even return it? That means all the time you spend stressing on getting grandma whatever, she doesn't even want it. She's taking it back.
That's exactly it.
but it's the thought.
Yeah, the thought. Give her cash. What I want to do. I just want to give everybody a gift card. Here's $50. Go get whatever the hell you want. Merry Christmas. And they're like, you didn't put a lot of thought into this. Yeah, but I saved your trip back to Sears or wherever you're going to take the gift back to.
Right.
So I saved you some time.
Well, maybe what grandma really wants is just a stack of pre-stamped envelopes and a stack of, you know, cards for various occasions that she can send out during the year without having to deal with going to the post office and looking for the cards and whatnot. You know, that's more something that grandma can actually use than that, you know, thing that she's already, that sweater that looks like her 15 other sweaters in her closet, right?
Or a free membership to E-Date, so that way she can hook up with other guys her age.
We're senior people, right?
Yeah, with other senior people. There should be a senior dating website that just hooks up.
There is one.
There's there?
Yeah, there really is. There
What's
really
it called?
Is. Of course.
What's it called?
Seniorpeople.com.
Seniorpeople.com.
Yeah.
I'm looking grandma up. She's like 87, and she is still super horny.
You got it.
And yeah. I think there's a study that people think that, you know, old people don't get it on. I think
they
I just
do.
Read something recently saying that they actually get it on a lot more than you think that they do.
They don't care. I mean, for them, it's like, there's no need for getting a condom. I mean, really, no one's getting pregnant.
Watch it, Danny. That's not necessarily true.
If I get an STD, I'm 87 years old, you know. Like, that's not...
Like, everyone will be high-fiving you, because at least people knew you were getting some.
You go to the doctor, and they're like, well, you have chlamydia. And she's like, yeah, I do. Give me my pill. That happened.
But I had some fun getting it.
Yeah, it's like... I always read stories about people in old people's homes where it's like that's like the number one STD rate.
It actually is. It's becoming the number one STD.
It's like nursing homes, right? Yeah, because they just don't care. I just want to get to that point in my life where I just go, you know what? I'm 74. Screw it. I'm going to drive without my seatbelt. I'm going to go 90 miles an hour down the road, and I'm going to get the senior menu at Denny's every time and get coffee for free. That's all I want in life. I want to get to that point. They seem so happy.
And drive 20 miles per hour and have people honk at you. Like, I don't care.
I can either go 20 or 100. Whatever I feel like that day, I don't care.
And again, people become one or the other, right? They either
they really
super,
do.
Super depressed about being old, or they become, you know, liberated. One of the two, right?
They start skydiving. They start deep sea fishing.
Why not? at that point.
And they're not even worried. The boat's rocking. Everybody's afraid they might die. And they're like, you know what? Honestly, this would be a kick-ass way to go. So however it ends up, at least I'm here right now.
Oh, that's true. Very true. All right. So how do we deal with the stresses and not be a Grinch?
Well, you know, there's lots of things that you actually can do. And, you know, including... older people in your holiday preparations, not just having them show up when it's all over with, is one of the things that can really kind of change the whole face of the holiday itself. So that's something to keep in mind since we were talking about older people. You know, just having them, they want to be a part of the celebration. They don't want to just have to, show up at the very end when it's all done with and have it last, an hour or two and be over with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's something that's important, and creating new traditions as well, not just relying on, what people used to do or what your mother used to do or, family things. One of the things about stress during the holidays, you got to think about historically what causes the stress. Think of your family like some kind of a strange tribe, and you're out there investigating or observing them. And then you can start thinking about them with, like your Seinfeld, So bringing some humor to the everyday kinds of situations that are going to be happening, and that if Uncle Woody gets drunk every year, bringing that almost like, an expectation, but a funny one that you're going to bring to the table. Now, if Uncle Woody really does get drunk every year, then you're going to have to, have somebody help monitor just exactly how much Uncle Woody's drinking, maybe be the person who's going to escort him around the block when he starts, let's go for a walk, when he starts getting out of hand. And you can take yourself for a walk, too. That's always a good way to deal with stress, kind of get yourself out of there. Go check on the kids, go to the bathroom, go for a walk, do something that's going to take you out of that family kind of situation. Planning in advance in terms of trying to get some of the stuff done that happens during the holidays. So just pacing yourself is a big thing.
My favorite is I heard this one mom said, I'm not doing anything. We're not giving gifts. We're not doing mm-hmm. anything. I mean, her kids are older, but she's like, we're just going to hang out and eat. And that's it. No stress. I said, you know what? You're right. That is no stress.
It is a no stress way to go. And, it doesn't mean it's not all or nothing. You don't have to do nothing, but you can do less. It's okay to do less. It's okay to have the house not decorated to the nines. It's okay to have, fewer gifts or to have less expensive gifts. I mean, all of that. It's really okay not to feel like you have to do so much. So it's most of this is really pressure we put on ourselves, and that's important to remember.
So put the pressure underneath the rug. Put it away.
And, getting enough sleep, exercising, eating right during the holidays, which is hard to do because you've got all these treats around there. But remember, sugar is going to just make you ultimately depressed, either because you're going to be recuperating from a sugar high and then you get depressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or because you're going to feel, badly because you're gaining all this weight from eating all this sugar during the holidays.
Yeah, skip the working out for December. That's what I'm doing. It's great.
Skipping the working
just
out,
eat.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm...
Because it's not necessarily a great idea because you want to exercise and, bring the serotonin and dopamine levels up in your brain without having to rely on the sugar and the alcohol to do it.
Oh, it's so hard when people just bring stuff every single day, every day, so...
Yeah, it is tough. So, really... gauging it. You don't have to eat 12 cookies. You really can eat one and remind yourself all the rest are going to taste exactly like that first one did.
Well, thank you, Dr. Judy. We got to run. We got to take a break. Your website?
DrJudyBloom.com, and it's JudyBloom.
Thank you, Dr. Judy. Less stress, everyone. Less stress.
Less stress.
It's not just funny. It's damn funny. Danny and Nikki Mornings. Kelly 95.3. Kelly 95.3.